Hey, what's up? My name is Joe.
And my name is Najee.
And we are the Homo Sapiens.
Welcome to the most human podcast in the world.
And tonight what we have is a special guest and a good friend of ours. Yo. Introduce yourself, will you?
Yo, I'm your boy Lewis, a.k.a. Tech the Champ.
Ding, 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 ding. The champion's in the house.
The champ is here. Man, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You from this area?
I lived in the Port St. Lucie Treasure Coast area for a few years of my life, back and forth. I say I was raised between Miami and New York City. Me and Nadia partook.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Sounds the same thing to me, man.
I partook in a podcast with Najee prior in the past.
Growers and Showers podcast.
Oh yeah, back in the old days. Yeah.
It's all right.
So yeah, I'm in between New York and Miami. I was raised, but I've lived a few years back and forth here in the area. I help open the shop with Najee.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, worked here.
And that's for PSL Smoking Vape.
PSL Smoking Vape. Come on through. 2-for-1 dances.
Whoa. Oh, man. He doesn't give discounts on those.
No discounts. have you been to Sensations and Stewart?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, Joe's been the sensation. No. You sound just like the DJ there. I went there like 2 weeks ago. And what you just said just clicked it in my mind. You sound just like that dude.
We're going to have to go to Sensations now.
Yeah, we got to go check it out. You got to go meet your voice twin.
Yeah.
You got to meet your voice twin.
What do they call it? The doppelganger? Is it with someone else?
Exactly like you. Yeah.
But you're not even related.
No. You guys might be related, though.
He might be the evil version of me.
But, man, it's definitely spring or summer, right, guys?
Oh,
the weather's been crazy. It seems like it went straight from winter to summer.
It just skips spring.
It's hot as hell.
It is hot as hell outside right now.
It's not as hot as I expected it to be, though.
But that means a lot of people are going to be hitting these waters, right?
Yes.
Hitting these beaches.
Yes, everyone's...
The boats are already out.
The boats are out. And the fishermen are out as well. That's what I love about this area is that this area is... almost like the fishing capital of the nation.
Oh yeah, we got some good fishing out here.
Swordfish.
I see the most salt life stickers over here.
Sailfish capital right over here in Stewart.
Yep, and Fort Pierce, North Fort Pierce has some really good fishing too.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're caught in that current. The current brings all that warm water through.
Yeah, it does.
Salt life.
really, salt life.
But man, just with the water. Every year it comes up, there's always strange stories coming out, always sightings, just like in the sky, right? Last week it was UFOs. Mm-hmm. This week it's water creatures.
Ooh.
Yes.
Creatures of the sea.
We're getting wet, baby. We're getting nice and wet. But, man, just to get started, it reminds me of another mermaid story. Come on, bear with me, guys. You know I'm obsessed with mermaids.
Yeah.
You know I'm obsessed, Joe.
You got a little fetish.
You know I got a crush.
You got a little
on.
Fetish for that stuff, don't you?
You're waiting on that new Little Mermaid, the live-action Little Mermaid?
You know what? I'm going to see it just because I'm a genuine fan of Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But that girl is hot, too, so yeah.
Yeah, you can't deny that. Disney has always made women character look so fine and all that. They got hips.
Always,
man.
Whether they cartoon or human. Yes. They all got ass.
Oh, they do. They all that's got the best ass. Thing about Disney. Yeah. Come on, half the kids growing up watching those movies.
That's one
movies.
Thing we could say we know for a fact about Disney. He may have been a racist. He might be still alive or his body frozen under the castle.
Yeah,
but
really.
One thing we know for a fact. Is Walt Disney liked ass.
Yeah, he was.
He liked women with fat asses.
And curves.
And curves.
Yeah, he did.
Because all these damn cartoons got asses and curves, man.
Man.
nobody like Jasmine.
Right.
Oh,
I love me some Jasmine.
Well, what is that that one girl from the city of Atlantis?
With the white hair? Yes. What movie was that?
It was Dreads. It was like white Dreads. She
yes, and her eyes
like
glowed.
That. Yeah, but it was
that's
man.
Crazy because I
she
can't
thick.
Remember.
Man,
she had booty. Yeah, she did.
Booty. You know who else got ass? Elastigirl.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Incredible.
Big ol' ass.
Incredible ass.
That's the mother from Incredibles, if you didn't catch that. Great line.
Oh, that was a great movie. She made the movie. She made the movie.
She did make the movie, for real.
The best scenes are her in it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Put on that elastic stuff. Elastic.
Oh, man. But, man, moving forward. I'm going to share this quick mermaid story.
All right.
So, in 1998, off the coast of Hawaii, a guy named Jeff Lesore, he was diving off the coast of, the island was Kauai. So, he was diving, and he said he was down there for a while, and all of a sudden, he heard a bunch of noise coming from the surface. Like people were patting on the water trying to get his attention. When he came up, there was a neighboring boat that was near him that was just there partying on the water. They were getting his attention, telling him that there was something coming towards him and letting him know, like, hey, there's something coming towards you. So he looks, and in the distance, it kind of stops. He said it was about 10 feet away from him in the water, but he could make the figure out. He's seen it, and he was like, it was a woman with blonde hair, and he said it was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, big ass.
Oh, you know, had a big ass. You know she had a big ass. But he said it was a mermaid. He said it was a mermaid.
And weren't there other people there,
and
too?
There was, they were 10 people on a charter boat that were just out there partying right next to him, and all 10 of these people backed up the claim and said that they seen the mermaid too. So apparently this is a story that's been told for a while, a long time. Everyone in the area knows of this mermaid. So this is
so this is not the first sighting.
No, not at all. But this is straight from Jeff Lesore's mouth. He said, I heard about her before. Most of us who are out on these waters regularly have heard the stories, but I've never seen her until that morning. One of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen. After a while, we were there, staring at each other. Then she leaped into the air, and my heart almost gave out on me. Sorry. The entire lower half of her was covered in scales and tapered back into a huge fish tail. So to answer your question, she had ass.
Where was this? Oh, yeah.
Tapered back into a huge fish tail.
So, was the mermaid in the water when
the mermaid was in the water with him? So he was in scuba gear diving.
Okay, so there was.
And so this account, he said, lasted for about 30 minutes.
What?
So it wasn't like a quick sighting. Okay. She was swimming around him for a while.
Did she
and
say
the boat,
anything?
No. Just looking, just swimming, curious and playful around him. And he even said that she even brushed up against him at one point.
Ooh.
So he says, I feel very lucky that I am one of finally, I was the one to finally prove the world that people have known for half a century. The Kauai Point mermaid is real. So he took 3 pictures of the mermaid. So you can kind of make out a figure and, like, obvious skin.
Yeah.
and then you see like the back half. So I was trying to like find a clear picture of it. I couldn't. But the World News, so let's see, Weekly World News, they took the pictures and they sent it out to three separate labs, and they all confirmed that these pictures were genuine and were not tampered with.
Really?
Now, they did not confirm, or they wouldn't say if it was a mermaid or not, but they said that these pictures were genuine pictures, they were real photos, and they weren't tampered with. That's all that they were all willing to say.
Dude, that's kind of crazy.
And that happened in 1998.
No, because, 98. You know, the ocean has always scared me of all types of creatures.
All types. It's so vast.
But we still don't know much about our own ocean.
They say 70%? Like, we haven't even touched 70% of the ocean? That's still a lot.
There are still land masses that we haven't fully discovered, like the Amazon jungle.
Yes.
And with that, if we can't even discover everything yet on land, imagine this. The planet's made 75% of water.
Water, yeah.
You don't know what the hell is down there, man.
For real.
Whether it be like a shark or, I don't know, something freaky like the megalodon.
Like the megalodon?
That thing is, you hear the stories of those?
Yeah. Didn't they recently say they found one or something like that?
They found one.
Didn't they say that, right?
And the captain, you know what the captain said?
What'd he say?
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
They're discovering new species of fishes all the time.
Like, yeah.
But so common. It is, man. There's a lot of cool stories about like the just sharks and especially the megalodon period, yes. Right? I mean, back to my mermaid thing. You know, they say that mermaids used to battle sharks all the time, especially like their biggest enemy was the megalodon.
Because they're at war.
Yes.
That's what they are.
I mean, but that's what, do you think that's why we're so close to dolphins? But no, real talk, you know, on fishing boats though. On fishing boats like out in the middle of the sea, they've picked up.
Oh, you know what time it is.
Snap. We know what time it is.
Oh, man. Ooh, here we go. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, man. You know,
I like
it. Rap
for
sure. Oh,
freestyle.
But this is how I do it.
Freestyle.
I'll be educating people's minds.
Let's do it.
I don't think, I ain't got time, man.
Okay.
Najee coming with me.
All right. Ready? I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's see. All right. You ain't a big fish, you just telling shark tales. We in the water whipping up black scales. Big ones, I say. I'm fishing by the bay. Hit the beach in the morning, looking for them square groupers. Yeah, I'm yawning. Take a bitch on the boat, get a horny. It's not the size of the boat, but the motion of the ocean. That's what I tell her. I'm lying though, you know, fellas.
All right, Zach, come in, finish it off for us, man.
Go ahead, clean it up.
Getting them monster bucks. We're talking megalodon monster trucks. They couldn't stop me, man, they really suck. And you already know, man. I think I'm gonna be a hot mess, cause you can't even see me like the Loch Ness. I'm staying on the water, straight from the gutter, like me ain't no other. And you gon' get wet if you mess with the vet, understand? I ain't gon' sweat, no hater. I see you later. I gon' get waved in my ways and I get greater. The shark tails is all false. Like fairy tales. Who cares what you say? People call me by the bay.
Right? Cause I be smacking when I eat. Like the Kraken. I don't know. We'll see. Next time, dude.
I think that's why we stick with podcasts. That's
right?
Why, that's why we stick with that.
But that's fun, though.
It's exciting.
You got to shake it up, man. Get the blood flowing. Get the blood flowing, man.
Hey, you know, nerds can have fun, too. We do it the way we want to.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, Tech, you came in hot.
Yeah,
man,
you came in hot on that. You saved it. He saved it for sure, man.
Man, that was, man, you hyped me up when you did
right?
That, man. I was like, you were spitting all types of sea creatures out there, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
I was Finding Nemo and all that, man.
Nemo. Man, they're all out there, man. They're all out there.
Oh, of course.
You know,
the megalodon's out there.
You know, the megalodon. Who do you think like a creature that big, who would be its, you know, its other half? You know, who would be its like, the antagonist in this story?
Oh, like the apex predator.
Yeah, who's its other apex?
I think the other apex predator for that would be the giant squid.
Ooh. Are we talking about the Kraken?
The Kraken.
I love its rum.
This giant squid, man. Did you know the first picture of a giant squid wasn't taken until 2006?
Really?
Well, a live one.
Okay.
A live one has never been filmed or had a picture taken of while it was alive. Because it's easier to see one when it's already dead.
Yeah,
because
they wash up a lot.
Yeah, so they'll wash up. But lately they've been encountering a lot of live ones. And they say that it's pretty much the apex predator of almost all the sea creatures because, I mean, it battles a sperm whale.
Yeah.
You gotta be big to battle a whale.
Big.
That is huge.
Very big. And they have like crazy amount of teeth, don't they?
They have this weird beak.
Yeah, like that's the what hard
they
have. Beak.
Yeah, and so it's like, they
like a bird beak.
As
or
long
something.
As once the tentacles get around them and they like they can't, you know, break free because they suck onto them.
Say that one more time.
You know, they can't break free. Sucking.
This is the only fan version of the podcast.
Do you hear this one? You gotta subscribe.
It suck,
man.
Hard, yeah.
Well,
when you were talking about being found dead and beached, do you guys believe that like that the animals that are being beached are like running away from some type of sonar testing? I hear a lot of times.
Ooh,
like,
that's a good point. Like I've heard that before.
Yeah, I hear a lot of times that when they're trying to do
it's like our technology that's killing them.
Yeah, yes. Like the Navy does like secret tests on sonar.
Well, yeah.
Equipment like down deep depths in the ocean.
But do you
they'll
know,
send out wavelengths that come bounce back.
Yeah.
And they will literally like affect the animals.
It's not for
give them
fetch.
Headaches, and they'll make them attack these submarines.
Oh, of course.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, I don't think it's just our country. Because
yes.
You look
everyone's
at it, all these
it.
Governments,
it's not just us.
Where they when they don't have a lot of land like we do, when they want to test their nuclear bombs, they test them
in
oceans.
Ocean, yeah.
Because it's safer.
Yeah, I truly
and you
believe
know,
that
North Korea
of,
has been doing a lot of testing.
A
with
lot
all
of
the
testing.
Tension coming up between China and Russia and all
it's
that
funny
stuff.
It's funny you would say that because
oh,
you know
they
what I'm
tend
saying?
To also
where
have
are you
the
going
most...
with this, Joe?
Well, I'm saying because I think it's not if you're going to declare a world war.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what species you are.
It's on the world.
If,
yes.
As long as you're on this planet.
Not just Homo sapiens.
When that war is declared and everyone starts pointing at everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It does, everything alive is going to be involved.
Yeah.
And I think maybe this could be a sign of like if more sea creatures are being seen from the bottom of the ocean, they might be trying to get away.
Get away, yeah. All that radiation.
Yeah.
It's
radiation.
Coming from these bombs.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think that's why we're seeing more and more live giant squid?
Yeah, because
do you think it got something to do with the radiation, like the Hulk?
I think they're
mutating going on, some mutation going on down there.
I think they're feeding Godzilla down there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
Well, Godzilla did run off radiation, right?
He did. Godzilla ate radiation.
Yes,
that was
he did.
His
that's
what
he got.
And
strong.
He got all big and stuff.
Yeah, that's very true.
So but I feel like that story's not far-fetched because, I mean, you know, you were saying we get a lot of our folk tales from reality.
Yeah.
And even back in the comics, man, like the story of Namor, like we saw in Black Panther and stuff like that, you know, they'll show that, you know, a lot of times they have, you know, problems with their sea creatures.
Yeah.
You know, being affected by, you know, warships and things of that nature.
Very true.
And also, you know, you were mentioning Korea. It just happens that in Asia you get the most tsunamis. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I believe.
Because of that fault line that they got over there. They get a lot of earthquakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's been plenty of stories and official accounts of these giant squids, krakens, whatever you want to call them, attacking submarines, like our Navy submarines.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this documented. I actually found an actual live interview clip that I can play. What happened, the SSS Stein had their sonar equipment, it was damaged, and it kept being damaged. So remember when we were saying maybe they're shooting out these wavelengths and these sonars, and they're coming back and they're affecting these animals and these creatures, and it's making them attack these ships. So I'm gonna go ahead and
You got a clip for us?
Play that. I have a clip here.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it makes sense. What would make these creatures attack? You know?
I mean, we
maybe
we kept...
that maybe our equipment is affecting them.
Yeah, I think it is.
So here we go.
On her maiden voyage out of San Diego, the U.S. Navy frigate Stein also had a weird encounter. Stein's anti-submarine sonar gear suddenly went U.S., unserviceable. She sailed home. Once the family reunions were over and the ship was in dry dock, Petty Officer Ira Carpenter went down to examine the underwater dome.
We noticed that there were some quite long scratches starting from the front and the side and down underneath the dome itself. The longest one, I would say, was about 4 feet long. At the bottom of each one of these cuts, or at least 90% of the cuts, was something embedded underneath the rubber coating itself. Of course, I was interested to determine what that was. I had never seen anything like this before. This type of damage was brand new to me. So I used my knife to pick out this foreign object underneath the no-file coating. And it looked to me like it was a claw. And I quipped to my SW officer at the time. I said, look here, it looks like we have been attacked by a bunch of small alligators.
Navy biologist F.G. Wood.
This is a small piece of the no-file covering that was taken from the sonar dome of this ship. In many of these cuts were found teeth or claws, such as this one. And it's apparent that whatever did this damage grasped the dome and ripped all the way through this rubber covering to the metal below.
The claw looked like it had been wrenched out of whatever had put it there.
That's a scary story.
Yes, and these are from U.S. officials.
That's straight up. That's the military right there.
These are military officials telling you this story.
So you know it's out there.
There
are threats out there.
Something's out there.
Yeah, they're definitely. I mean, what do you think? You think the giant squid would have done that, or maybe a megalodon?
I'm thinking the squid. The squid. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Squids have claws. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have. Well, they have. They have teeth. They have beaks, and then they also have small little teeth. Mm-hmm. And then they also have claws within their arm. When it comes to the cuttlefish and the giant octopus, I truly think the cuttlefish is the real alien.
The apex predator, yes, on that? Yeah.
I really do, just because they're so much smarter. But, like you said, we haven't really seen or got any real evidence or photos of the giant squid alive since as early as, 2006, you said?
2006, yeah. They have.
So we really don't know how they are, how they behave in the wild,
well,
right?
Two of them on display in the Smithsonian Museum.
Mm.
And they say that all the way down from the tip of their head, all the way down to the tentacles, a giant squid can easily be 43 feet long.
Oh, wow.
And
that sounds like some good calamari.
Yeah, yeah, it does, man. Fry it up. Yeah, but that's the size of a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. So that's huge. So obviously, I think it's enough competition to take down a whale.
Well, yeah. I was in the research. I seen it was like, Google images, right? Creatures caught on Google images.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and they claim that they caught a giant squid or octopus on this Google image. Now they said they don't know what it is, but it's definitely something. It's a creature. Like they said that it's either an octopus or a giant squid, but they measured it from the picture that they took at its base, like at its midsection, and they said from end to end it measured 120 meters.
Mm. Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's very, very big. That's very big.
That,
so.
You know, there are people who will spend so much time on Google Earth trying to look up these creatures in the ocean, mm-hmm. and trying to find like shadows or dark spots. And you know what's the most popular one? And it gets about 200,000 views a month.
What?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Nessie.
Nessie. My favorite. Nessie.
Right. That one itself is, the myth itself is 1,000 years old.
Yes. It's one of the oldest. Yeah.
It's definitely. And that they say that there are sightings, like upon thousands of sightings a year, from people who live in that area or visit that lake.
Yeah.
And that lake is so deep that, you know, there are different species of freshwater fish in the bottom of that lake.
Wow.
And that, you know, they're finding, it's almost like, you know, when they could go to the bottom of the ocean, they see all these glowing fish, and like the fish with the light bulb over its head, mm-hmm. and all that stuff from like Finding Nemo, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And, you know, they say that the because of the myth and the conspiracy of it is so popular that it actually holds up a small bit of the economy for tourists.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wow.
And that they rack in like thousands of dollars a year, hundreds of thousands a year.
I'm sure it's got to be millions, right?
Probably, because they think of all the merchant stuff you have. And
selling, I'm sure they're making money on that.
Oh, they're making.
What if that lake has an entrance into the underworld, the inner earth?
Yeah, the underworld.
Inner earth. Well, you know, they think, a lot of people think Nessie is a plesiosaurus.
Yes.
Think that they're, you know what? It's a dinosaur.
It's basically the long neck in water.
So it's not like far-fetched that it might have found or survived in some sort of cavern, you know, or got stuck in ice somewhere. I mean, I don't know.
The only thing is about, like, how many years? Like, could it be that old? You know, because they say that it was trapped in that part of, like, you know, in that specific lake. But could it be that old to be a dinosaur, like a dinosaur descent? And could it be like a family, like several of them, and then from time to time you see one or the other, you know? And you're not,
I mean, no one
ever
knows because it still has never been found.
Right. So
well, that's what they tell us. That's what they say to us.
By a scientific term, it has not yet been discovered.
Yeah.
Because there's no way for them to study it physically. So all people can say is, "Oh, I've seen it," but
and
no one can.
That's just a cop
fully
out,
say,
man.
Yeah,
I mean, because I hate that. It's like, yo, if all these people have been saying this for thousands of years, just because you yourself haven't seen it, they lying.
Yeah.
They're lying.
But couldn't it be that the story is so popular that people just imagine that? They say it's like a piece of log, and then somebody thought it was the neck.
Right. Well, the scientists say that, you know, for the scientists that are studying it and studying how deep the lake is and the caverns inside the lake, they call that Operation Deep Scan.
Yes.
That's what they call that. And they used sonar technology to explore the area of the Loch Ness to search the deepest depths in the area, too. Mm. So think about this. Are there more sightings of the Loch Ness Monster? Because sonar could be interfering with its life and you know, the way it lives.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that came from that, from an article I read about that, that they did not find Nessie or the Loch Ness Monster, but what they did find is they said that there's another creature in there that's part reptile, part fish, like the shape of it, like kind of looks like a whale, but they don't really know what it is, but they know it's about 80 meters big. And they did find that.
They said
it's like about the size of a whale. They don't know what it is, though. They said it's a fish, but it's huge.
Yeah, it's a fish that's in the water.
I mean, I mean, but would you say a mammal is a fish?
Well, just because it's in the water didn't mean it's a fish.
Oh, okay, exactly. So, all right then.
That's what I was trying to get
Joe,
to.
No, you wasn't. Shut up, Joe.
You rudely interrupted me.
But I thought that was interesting, though. They did find something else. They don't know what it is, though.
They always say that majority of the tourists that go visit the lake, that a lot of them are too scared to actually swim in the lake. Now, there are those crazy, you know, adrenaline junkies out there that love that kind of stuff because, you know, it's not just like, oh, there's a beach. No, as soon as you step in, that cliff hits the bottom of the lake. It can go from, like, one step to 300-400 feet deep right there.
And it goes dark.
Yeah, you can't see the
black.
Bottom.
That lake is black.
I've been pretty scared shitless to swim in that lake, too.
That is crazy, man. This is so interesting. That's very, very interesting.
It's wild. That's one thing I love about the show is that we talk about the things that you can't just have a normal conversation with strangers.
I'm telling you.
Or people you meet on the street, you know?
Weirdo.
I know.
A lot of people just refuse to believe in just anything that challenges their basic belief, you know, or their core, you know what I mean?
That's why
they just can't take it.
That's why I think it's important to tune into our podcast.
It's very important.
Because, you know, it's a duty to understand what's going on in your world. You can't just be stuck on the system that was created. You go to work every day, you come home, you sleep, and you wake up and repeat. You got to live life. You got to question what's in your life.
Oh, sure.
You'd have to. That's important.
You definitely have to seek the unexplainable. For sure.
I think it's important, man.
I think it's very important, man. And that's why we're here for you guys every week tonight.
What are your thoughts on that, Tech?
Yeah, I believe that we should have conversations about things that are outside of the norm or challenge, you know, our beliefs. Because, I've heard Najee say this a lot. A lot of, we said folk tales and stories that we hear come from some truth. You know, so a lot of times if you ignore it, you're just, you know, you might be ignoring your environment or, you know. And also, it's also good to be informed because then when you do find out it's real, you know, it's like, how are you going to take that? You know, how are you going to take it, you know, if you never inform yourself on the possibilities? This goes to aliens, you know, sea creatures,
That's why when I meet my mermaid, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be shocked.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, bitch?
Men in Black kind of prepared us a lot with that too, because Men in Black, you know, it's showing that creatures from different planets and different forms were already living.
Well,
Star Wars and Star Trek. Don't get me started.
Listen, I'm a Star Wars nerd, man.
Thank you, man. That is Star Wars all day, every day.
Every day. Hey, yo, but real quick. We're going to say our favorite scenes from the Men in Black. Mm. My favorite scene from Men in Black is the first one when he goes to step on the roach and then he doesn't. And then it kindly thanks him for not doing it. And then he realizes how big the world really is. Or how small he is.
Yeah.
My favorite scene in that movie is probably when he goes into the recruiting area. And he takes that test in a small room full of everybody else. And so they're like, everyone else is breaking their pencil and breaking the paper. And he's the only one who thought to bring the table
to
him. And he's like, hey, you want to get down on this, man?
Favorite scene has to be the four little guys when he goes like, drinking the coffee and
stuff. Oh, the worms. The worms.
You must meet them and all that, and they all like wilding out on them.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, that's a good way to end it tonight. I want to thank everyone that tunes in and continues to support us.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate the support.
We love you
so much.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead. Thank you again, Tech, for coming
in
tonight.
Thanks for coming in, dog. Appreciate you, brother, man.
I'll come back another day.
All right.
So, hey, man, let's go ahead and end this the way we started, Joe.
That's right. I'm Joe.
And I'm Najee.
And
we
are
the Homo sapiens. Welcome to the most human podcast in the world.